Okay, Rav Shabbos Parshas Nitzavim. So at the beginning of Shishi, Moshe Rabbeinu says that this mitzvah that I command you today is not hidden from you. Le'ma Shemayim he, that you would be able to say who's going to go to Shemayim for us and get it, for it's really very close to you. Now it seems that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that if indeed it was in the heavens or across the ocean, then we would have a valid excuse for not learning it, for we could always say who will go to the heavens and get it for us. And that's why he concludes by saying really it's very close and attainable. However, a quick look at Rashi seems to say otherwise. Rashi explains the words Le'ma Shemayim he, it's not up in Shemayim, by saying, and if it was in Shemayim, you would have to go there and get it and learn it. So do we have a valid excuse for not learning Torah or not? It seems from Moshe Rabbeinu that if Torah was very far and difficult to attain, then we would have a valid excuse, but it seems from Rashi that we would not have that excuse. Now, the answer teaches us a powerful lesson about ourselves and our mission in life. Moshe Rabbeinu was addressing the natural fallback of most people. When it's too challenging and difficult, when it doesn't go just right, we look for whatever excuse there is. Listen to the words that Moshe says. It's not in the heavens, thereby giving one the ability to say, who will go to the heavens for us, take it for us, and then we shall do it. This entire statement is begging someone else to do all the work, go to heavens and take it, and only then the speaker is willing to do what's necessary. But Rashi is addressing how a person should act, and pay attention to the words Rashi uses. Even if the Torah is up in heaven, Rashi says, you would have to go there yourself and learn it, as opposed to a theoretical excuse Moshe Rabbeinu said, who's going to go up for us, take it for us, and then we're going to do it. A real mensch, a real person, one dedicated to doing what's right, says Rashi, must go up himself and learn it himself. So it's just a few days into Rosh Hashanah, let's remind ourselves that excuses don't cut it, no matter how trying and difficult, no matter how far-fetched it might seem. It's all up to us, learning Torah, performing mitzvahs, working on our midas, ben adam l'chaver, ben adam l'makam, and everything in between. Now, although that's the raw, unadulterated truth, don't be discouraged, says Moshe Rabbeinu, as the pasuk concludes, ki kariv elecha hadavar me'oid. It's so close, so attainable, it's already there in your mouth and heart. Every person can do it. With this in mind, we should all be zeichet to k'siv simen taiva, good kibben shiar, full of brach, gezunt parnasa, a deep connection to the Bayrei Olam. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.